Hello, I'm Aideen McGarry.
And I'm Laura Sylvester.
In today's podcast, we're going to discuss the most popular method of funding a personal injury or medical negligence claim, which is a conditional fee agreement, otherwise known as a no-win, no-fee agreement. Bear in mind that there are other potential options available to fund claims of this nature, which we will discuss in another podcast. So when you're making a personal injury claim, there are three types of costs associated with this. The first is your legal team's costs. The second is the defendant, so the party you are suing's legal costs. And the third is third-party costs, such as medical experts' fees and court fees.
The basic principle in litigation in England and Wales is that the loser pays the winner's costs. In April 2013, qualified one-way cost shifting, or QOCS for short, was implemented for personal injury claims. The premise of QOCS is that if you lose your claim, you will not have to pay the defendant's costs. There are some exclusions where QOCS will not apply, and the most common exclusions are where there are no reasonable grounds for bringing the claim, where the claim is found to be fundamentally dishonest, and thirdly, where you fail to beat a defendant's offer to settle the claim. If QOCS does not apply, then you can be ordered to pay some of the defendant's costs.
So moving on to your legal team's fees, this is where the no-win, no-fee agreement comes in. The important point to take home is that if you lose your claim, you do not pay a penny. If your claim is unsuccessful, then your solicitors essentially write off the costs they have incurred in running your claim. This is obviously a risk for the solicitors, and so your legal team will need to be confident that your claim has good prospects of success before agreeing to act for you.
If your claim is successful, there will be deductions made from your compensation. To reflect the risk involved in agreeing to act on a no-win, no-fee basis, solicitors are entitled to deduct a success fee from your compensation. This is, however, capped at 25% of the compensation you are awarded for general damages and past losses. General damages is compensation for your pain, suffering, and loss of immunity. Past losses are things like loss of earnings or past care costs you have incurred prior to the case concluding. In other words, no deductions will be made to compensation awarded for future losses, for example, things like medical treatment you may need in the future.
In addition to a success fee, a deduction may also be made from your compensation in relation to shortfall. So, what is shortfall? As Laura explained earlier, if your claim is successful, the defendant will be responsible for your solicitor's costs. However, there is sometimes a shortfall between what is recovered from the defendant and the costs actually incurred by your solicitors. In these cases, a deduction may also be made from your damages to cover this shortfall. Your solicitor should always discuss in advance any deductions to be made to your damages and explain clearly how these have been calculated.
To protect you from having to pay any third-party costs that Aideen referred to earlier, and to protect you against having to pay any of the defendant's costs, you will need to obtain what is called an after-the-event insurance policy. This insurance policy provides fantastic protection for you because this will kick in if you find yourself having to pay any third-party costs or defendant's costs. If you are unsuccessful with your claim, you will not have to pay the insurance premium. However, if you win your claim, you will be required to contribute to a portion of the insurance premium out of your damages. The defendant then pays the remaining part of the premium.
So hopefully this podcast has shed some light on how a no-win, no-fee agreement operates. However, funding a personal injury claim is by no means straightforward. A specialist solicitor will, however, always be able to discuss funding in more detail with you.